long, long time, and it feels like a needle the whole time. Minutes. We decided to use a connected charger, standard chip, because it can come in various different sizes. It wasn't going to be a problem factor. We wanted a standby function. The case material is going to be soft, rubbery, changeable. Buttons with a combination of LCD and rubber, according to the design. Bright, funky designs, inspired by Free, keeping with the hip kind of feel. And to try and incorporate voice recognition software into our design until we can find out more about the cost of things like that. And the rubber buttons that we'll use will be anti-RSI. Okay. Prototype presentation.
Is that for us?
I think
yeah.
That would be you.
Okay.
Me and William worked on a prototype, and I think William is going to make a presentation.
Yeah, shall I show? I'll show. Oh, do you want to hold it, and I'll
yeah.
I'll show you the presentation. Can I just make
yes, it? Yes, you can. Okay, I'll get it.
Okay, so this is our look and feel presentation, our final presentation. And we'll first look at the exterior of what we've come up with over there. It's going to have a plastic body with a sort of standard colour, either we're thinking something fairly neutral like a white or a light blue or something. This is underneath the rubberized.
Mm-hmm.
The rubberized outer casing, which there'd be sort of a wide choice. They would be attached, but we can come up with it.
Okay.
The wide choice of colours and sort of patterns. So you've got a lot of customization with it. it's obviously in a sort of clamshell design, and the top LCD screen you can see there would be sort of, how do you say?
The black and white touch screen?
Yeah, yeah, it would be sort of inset into the top, and the buttons at the bottom would so it will fully close flat.
Oh, right, okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And working on the inside, we've already said, decided on the kinetic batteries, which. Actually, thinking about it now, you could also probably attach to the flipping open and shut as well, so that you could probably get.
So put it in the top section rather than the bottom section,
yeah.
Because it's the top.
Yeah.
Part of this. Okay.
We decided that the voice recognition system. They did actually say on the email that they were sort of coming in, and they were fairly easy to get hold of. So we presumed that they'd also be quite cheap. So you'd have something like where you'd shout out where is the remote, and it'll shout back I'm here or something. And then yeah, it won't shout out I'm here or something. It'll just shout out I'm here.
Okay.
Or something
I'm under
to
the
similar effect.
That would be too
much. Yeah, if it was getting that, that could be something for next time, maybe. You can have a remote that tells you exactly where it is. There's the standard transmission with the TV using all the standard chips that we've talked about. It would have, obviously, because it's split over two different layers, it would need two separate PCBs that would be joined at the hinge through some sort of cabling. And because obviously all TVs use the same infrared medium, we'd just be using the same thing to transmit the data. And the infrared sender would be on one of the bottom layer, just at the front of the camera. I don't think we actually put it on. Yeah, something like that.
Infrared could be
actually, no, it
so
would be the camera.
Yeah, on the
light.
front, on
Yeah,
the front side of that, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
So when it's open here, like
So when you've actually got it open,
yes.
it would be facing the TV.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then finally, on the interface, the top screen, as we said, would be an inset black and white LCD touch screen, which, yeah, would have all of the available functions for the remote on it. Whereas the bottom screen would just contain the standard buttons, like the volume up and down, channel up and down, power on and off,
Okay.
and things to that effect. And now we also decided on the inside we could possibly either have some kind of sort of bezeled logo on it, or something inset, or maybe an engraving of the logo on the top.
But not interfering with the
No,
outside kind of look of the product once it's.
not interfering with the whole look of the
Okay.
product when it's out on the thing. And finally, that's how we put the fashion back into electronics, as that
Thank you
is
very much.
that's the
Thank
company
you.
logo.
Wrapping it all up. Okay. I've now got evaluation criteria. Similar to what it was before, though.
Okay.
So this stage of the evaluation is really for us as a team to evaluate if we have now got a product specification and prototype design that meets the criteria that we got from our market research. So this is the first stage of the evaluation. Now, the collection of the criteria, as we saw in our previous meeting, was based on the user requirements and trends found in the marketing reports and marketing strategy of our company. So it's what we discussed in the last meeting. Are we actually meeting those trends and requirements? Now, the findings that we came up with, just a recap, are here. The criteria that we want in this remote control are fancy look and feel, technological innovation, it should be easy to use, it should incorporate current fashion trends, and those are the two main ones, that were the spongy texture and the fruit and vegetable strong design colours. The design should minimise RSI and be easy to locate, and we were still slightly ambivalent as to whether to use voice recognition there, but that did seem to be the favoured strategy. But there was also on the sideline the thought of maybe having a beeper function. Okay, so we can come back to that slide if you don't have a note of those. I'll just show you how we're going to evaluate our own feedback to this, to what we have so far. We're going to use a 7-point scale, where one is true and seven is false. We'll look at each of those criteria that I've just mentioned before that slide back up, and I will just do a preliminary rating of all those criteria on the whiteboard here. Does that seem clear? Any questions? So we're going to look at these.
Is it everybody's going to evaluate or just the market?
Yes. We're going to come to, we'll discuss each one and we'll come to a consensus rating between one and seven.
Okay.
One is true, seven is false. So I won't write all of that out again, but it will just be criteria 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or A, B, C, D, E, F, to confuse it with the number rating. B, C, D, E, F. This is where I realise how tiny I actually am.
Just right, smiling.
Criteria. Actually, it might be an idea if we each did give our own individual rating, we could take an average at the end. How about that?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Okay.
So I'll just separate your ratings by there, 1, 2, 3, 4, we know, we see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Criteria A, the fan feel and can feel. How do we feel about this prototype model relating to fans? It is a fancy looking feel. One is true, seven is false. My own rating for that would be a 2. One is true and seven is false. I would agree.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'd probably put it 2. Yeah, 2 or 3. No, 3. 3.
I'd say 2. 2.
I'll say 4.
A 4. Adding those up, we've got 6 and 5, 11 divided by 4 is what, 2 and 3 quarters, is that?
Yeah,
3.
2 and 3 quarters?
I think it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 2.75, there we go. Okay, criteria B, criteria on B. Technologically innovative. I would give that a 3.
I'd give it a 1.
Nothing in mind.
No, no, not at all.
Design. A 2.
Oh, sorry, no, I got it wrong. The first one reading, I'm sorry. Can you just make it 2?
The average?
No, yeah, I just thought it
was. You want your rating to be a 2?
It.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I used to.
So I'm wondering how the average from that here. It's a very slightly altered. Okay, just waiting for your
rating. 2.5 for that one.
2.5,
mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to one decimal place. So you're rating for this one, Paul?
2.
2, okay. So that is 8, so that means it's down to 2 minutes and so on. Yeah. Okay. Ease of use, easy to use. Based on what you've said there, I would say a 1.
True.
2.
I would say a 2.
I should have said a 2 to make the arithmetic easier.
We'll just put almost 2 because
1.7
is silly decimal places.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we want to really bring it down, we can do later. Then we're looking at it incorporates current fashion trends, and that's particularly in relation to our market research findings about the spongy texture to the exterior and the fruit and vegetable design colours.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just thinking before I give it my rating, you were limited in the use of materials for your prototype here.
Yeah.
Is this
that's
actually going to be the colours that you
no,
use?
No, the base colour was
white
or like or sort of a light blue, but
right.
The changeable fascias would allow you to get any basically any one of a number of colours that
so
it's
you could
full
use
sort
any
of customer.
Fruit and veg colours and that's what we're
yeah.
going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. And the spongy feel is no problem.
No, no, because that's the spongy feel would be in the rubber that you put around it. That
okay.
Otherwise, it's just sort of hard plastic.
In that case, it's got to be a 1 for me.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1 as well.
1.
Okay.
1.
That part was nice,
yeah.
Okay. Moving on to, does the design minimise? I don't think we've really touched on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yet. We've discussed it. We haven't really come up with anything that we felt could feasibly reduce that. We've talked about pointers, but the very use of a remote control, if you're someone who's that thing, sitting there,
yeah.
We found so many people did, how do you minimise that in such a small time?
Well, the type of button that we're going to use in the bottom half, the material, minimises our size meant to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's like, with the size that we've got, it's quite small, but with the amount of stuff we're putting on it, isn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe because there's more space, it's not kind of moving around, trying to hit
mm-hmm.
accurately the buttons in between.
Right.
It's quite obvious, just big buttons.
Right. I think I'm going to have to be neutral on that and give it a 4.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go for a five actually.
Five. Four.
Four.
Twenty-one, so that's 4.25. And finally, last but not least, easy to locate. So we talked about all the shrinking mission, we talked about a beeper of the wheel, the
Yeah.
come to any.
Yeah, it was a voice, voice recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are we happy with the cost on that? That's great
Yeah,
to
yeah,
hear,
that.
cost wise.
Yeah, that's feasible.
That sounds good then. I'd go for, I think we can adjust the volume on that just as we could volume on TV.
I think
Somebody's in the other room or TV's in different rooms. And
I think it would probably be
a standard.
A standard. It would be a standard. It would be quite loud.
It would be.
So it would be.
It's built into
And
the
if you didn't
feature.
hear it in the room you were standing in, then you realise it wasn't in that room, you go into another room.
Logical. That's one for me.
Yeah, one.
One.
Fine.
And one.
I do realise that we might be getting fairly biased to all these.
So, how do you feel about this? We've got our we've got the highest rating of meeting the specifications, that is definitely true, for two of the six criteria there. That is for incorporates current fashion trends and easy to locate. The lowest rating we've got, which is really, it's not terribly low, it's close around neutral, is for minimisation of repetitive strain injury. Do we feel, on the basis of that, of these evaluation findings, that we can go ahead and now produce this as a prototype and market it, or do we have to make further modifications?
I don't think so.
I think, yeah,
I
think.
I don't think, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think for most of those ratings, it's high enough at the upper end of the scale for us to go ahead with that. And I really doubt if, on the basis of the current technology and our current capabilities, we could actually do much
yeah,
much.
Apart from having a huge, big.
I know. Okay. Well, I hope that's clear to the team. Is there anything you would like to ask me about the findings before I sum up? Don't think so. Good.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got finance here now. I'm going to plug this in so you can all see it. That's okay. I presume that the screen will go blank. That okay, we just type numbers into this and we come out with the final value. So are we still on for kinetic?
Yeah.
Okay. See, it would have been handy to have this at the beginning. It might have influenced our choice. Right, what's happening with the electronics?
There's regular chip on print and
yep.
Oh no. The yeah, it's you put in three for the number of kinetic cells, there should just be one. In the top, it's the number.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, and
so would it be two?
Yeah, just no, one rig.
One chip?
Yeah, one of them and one sample sensor and sample speaker.
Okay.
No double curve. No.
One double curve.
Two, because it's two.
Two.
We have a slightly flat bottom so it can sit.
So what's a single curve?
Yeah,
that?
I'd say it was
flat bottom with one curve.
Yeah, I think it's
so just one double curve.
One double curved.
Yeah.
And what, no, because one, yeah, one's double curved, and then the other one's.
The size, but it's slightly flattened at the bottom, so it doesn't roll over.
Plastic.
We've got plastic and dry brand, haven't we?
Yeah. Plastic one and maybe a
special colour.
I think rubber, since it's been used just as a casing, we can put 0.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think it allows the 0.5 one. We can use that.
Yeah.
Okay. What does it mean if you put 0.5 here?
Means we are not using a lot of rubber, actually.
It would be like saying we're using
a very low quantity of rubber compared to plastic.
See, it says case material.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not actually using plastic in the case.
No,
we?
No, that's
it's including. It's including.
So that shouldn't be actually on there, because that's not incorporated in the cost of the remote. You get.
But it's going to be part of the total cost, and there's nowhere else we can put that in, is there? There's nowhere
mm-hmm.
else we can cover for the rubber used in the casing. So we don't have to account for it across somewhere then. Okay. We'll put it in as half. We should just put it in as one, because plastic is zero anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, special colour, you need that.
You might do, if you go for something with exotic
yeah.
colour names and such like colour.
Interface.
Push button.
Yeah, the push buttons one and LCD display one.
Buttons.
You change the battery also. So we look kinetic, how about going for a standard battery?
Does that not make any if you click off that square now, does that not make any difference?
Well,
oh no, it's 7.5, it's change.
So
if
it's on curve completely, it's just actually making the number of case the curve, so it's not going to make a difference.
And go right.
That's not made any difference.
No,
it's not
calculated.
Oh,
no, you've got to click off to calculate it again.
Okay, there we go.
It might, you might be assuming that that is in euros, it could be in dollars. And then it would be fine because the exchange rate would make it a better.
We haven't been dealing with dollars, so I think
it's in euros.
Okay, so the highest we've got is the electronics here.
If we
and the interface.
If we moved away from our much loved idea of a kinetic battery and just went with standard batteries, would that make a huge difference?
Yeah, the standard, it would make one difference. The biggest one would be taking away, if you took away.
What I feel is customers never say anything about the battery. It's internal, nobody looks into the battery.
Yeah.
But shape and colour.
If you take away the voice, I don't know what to say, but if you take away the voice recognition, then you've got it.
Yes, that's for sure. Can
we see what difference it makes?
Where is the,
yeah, no,
where is the voice recognition?
It's samples, sensor, sample, speaker.
Right, okay.
If you took away that, that'll make it 12.35.
Well, the kinetic is 3. If we change it to the batteries, that's minus 3.
No, yeah, but you. Minus 3 plus 2.
Oh, right. Thank you. We can do it some other way. We can do, it doesn't have to be voice recognition. We could do voice recognition for, you know, business class or something, you know, like an upgraded version.
Yeah.
You could choose to have
but
that or not.
But I mean, in I don't see why we have to sell it for 25 euros now, because they were saying they were quite willing to pay more for a better product.
But we are still working to...
So should we just change the design specification then?
Our recommendation.
Make it
if we're
yes.
working to head office specifications, this is what this project team is working for, we can put
yeah.
in our recommendations of what we've found and what the consensus that we've come to the job meetings.
We
need to work to that specification to start with.
Yeah,
and
I
think voice recognition sounds wonderful, but our object is so distinctive that that in itself is going to make it easier to locate as a, you know, in a first instance. As you say, we can offer the voice recognition initially to business consultants.
Okay, we can
yeah,
make the price fit and then say if
and
we had
we
a
recommend.
Budget, we would have had this.
Yeah.
Because it also sets it apart from
the general background.
They like their gadgets, they like something that's completely different.
Yeah.
It's something completely different associated with your company. Right, okay. So
if we take voice recognition out.
That'll do it. 12.25?
Yeah,
is it 12.50? Is it
12.50? No, it's 12.25.
Are you sure? Sorry. No. We need to tell you.
Yeah,
part,
well,
so.
12.25 times 2 is
25.
Oh,
I think
it's
equivalent
to 10p. 0.01,
which is less than
1.
I don't
know,
like
50%
is the cost.
I think the agenda one was where the price was, isn't it? Yeah. So is that got us covered for the electronics then? We don't need
yeah.
something else to take that place?
No.
Okay.
Because that was just a bolt on extra, you could just take that out and it'd be fine.
Okay.
Seems fine.
Yeah,
except voice recognition and business.
Right. Done that. Okay. Project evaluation. We've done room for creativity, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because we've got decisions that we would have made that we weren't, didn't feel able to make. I presume we discussed leadership and teamwork?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
in the sense that, did you feel like a team, or did you feel like?
I thought it was a team.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
I think
that's
why.
There was
yeah.
so much interaction, so much that we needed to
find out
bounce off each other,
yeah.
and I certainly felt heard, listened to, and that in relevant areas we've been able to, you know, give and take and adjust our agreement
yeah.
if necessary.
Yeah, I think it was a. Very constructive feedback by everybody. It's not like people trying to cut each other. It was more of a through cohesive teamwork. We came to a very pretty creative design. And yeah, I think Sarah, you coordinated the work very well.
Thank you. How did you find it?
Yeah, no, I thought it went really well. And I feel that everyone was listened to, and all the points that were raised seem to have been sorted out. Though it didn't quite make the voice recognition on there, but that's good.
Yeah.
I think it would have made it a fine product if it was actually. If we'd seen the marketing before the initial specification was put out, I think maybe it would have kind of a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the fact that we could say an idea and it be suggested that there wasn't the best idea, but no one felt like shut down.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter saying what you thought, because if it wasn't something that was that relevant, then it didn't matter, because it was just another idea.
Yeah.
Teamwork. Well, you two created that wonderful specimen of a Play-Doh model.
Yeah.
That is a bit fun.
I'm still not caught up. but that's nothing to do with teamwork at all.
Maybe we should think of branching it into children's toy.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that was quite fun. Means, whiteboard, digital pens, etc. What does that mean?
And
the idea is to
discuss which ones.
We had for communicating and sharing information.
Yeah.
Could it have been better? Was it adequate?
Yeah, I think we probably would have used the Azure email system more had we actually
had time to kind of
had more time, and if we'd been separated more.
Yeah, because we could just sort of say,
yeah,
sorry, what did you say about that, or what do you think about that,
yeah,
rather than having to email it.
Yeah.
But it was nice having it there. Like the whole picture of the same.
Yeah, but then move around them. But I think it's good, like, we spend times individually.
Yeah, I think it's
evolving from other areas. It's, you know, bringing things from other areas in. So it's, I mean, nothing is new, but it's applying it to a different area.
Vegetables.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Well, they have to come from somewhere, don't
they?
Absolutely,
yeah.
But then
and as was shown by your presentation, with all of the other controls, remote controls, no one's thought about it particularly. I mean, there's slightly different, so someone's been shut in a room and said, make ours a bit different from everyone else's, this is something we should think about. But obviously no one's put any great deal of thought into it.
I don't think the companies are really concerned. They're just like, we've got a DVD player. Does anyone remember the remote control? Can't you get the one that we used for the last one? You know, just jazz it up a bit. And they don't really think about it, because normally the remote control isn't the product which they're trying to ship. They're trying to ship the DVD file, the video.
But then when
the
everything is really smart, and you've just got this big chunk of black thing sitting on your coffee table, it doesn't go. I mean, if you could have something that's proper, funky thing, a funky item that's individual to you. I mean, they could even go into, you go in with an idea, and they design it on Photoshop, and then you just get it printed on the plastic.
Yeah.
You'd pay a lot extra because it's individually being, plastic was being made for you.
Yeah.
But people could have anything that they wanted.
So for instance, it is like people give a lot of attention to modifying mobile phones. Like every month you see a new launch or something like that.
Yeah.
And new television products coming up, but nobody giving much idea to this.
I think this has been fairly market research based, because just going back to mobile phones, I mean, this is the first change in remote control devices that I can really, you know, say is this obvious and visible. We see it in mobile phones a lot, and that's where we've borrowed a lot of ideas from. There are innovations in that people don't really want.
Yes.
I see people wanting a model of the phone they're really happy with, and they can't get it anymore.
Yeah.
It's innovation for innovation's sake, and I think it's wonderful that our company is so R&D based.
Well, it's innovation for money's sake, that people have to keep it
forcing it onto people.
Yeah.
Things that, you know, they might want to buy the thing they need.
And you can't get, you've got your handset that works fine, but you can't get the battery anymore for that type of phone, because the phones have moved on, things like
so
that.
There's a cover to fit it.
Yes. In closing, our costs are below budget, with recommendations that the budget be increased. But I think, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think that takes into account overheads, like us being well paid kind of thing, and the heating for the building? Do you think our budget includes everything, all the costs that are going out?
I think it's just the production.
I think that was just the physical.
So it looks, well, it looks like it's gonna be 50% profit. You've still got all of the overheads to come out of that. So maybe increasing it you would also have to increase the price that it sold at.
Maybe
yeah,
you
I think, but you were saying that that's quite
yeah,
I
don't
think in the meeting
from
we were given very specific. I think we've done what we're required to do, and I think we'll have the other project team or a new project for us to look at those kind of things. I don't think that's something we have to look at in finding everything cash flow.
Yeah, it was
very well to get with the budget and it still make such an innovative item.
Yeah.
But I think people really would want.
It is a conspiracy there, okay.
The project has been evaluated well and truly.
Yeah.
And we've got the meeting summary question now. Right, so we've got about 50 minutes to catch up with everything that I fell behind with. So I'll be delegating my role as project supervisor. So good luck.
Celebration is a big part
of that. I think the celebration is the 25 times. Either that or we'll be dancing on the desk.
Okay, is that it then?
Yeah, just the last thing. I think I've got minutes for two of the meetings and the last thing.
Well, I didn't have to rate you on how much you're into the meetings at the time.
Was that not the questionnaire for the how you felt you'd done doing your thing?
I'm right. But do we not sometimes evaluate the meetings?
Yeah, but there's, yeah. I think, yeah, questionnaire 7 was the one I did just before the meeting.